Now I tell what I knew in Texas in my early youth. I tell not the fall of Alamo. Not one escaped to tell the fall of Alamo. The 150 are dumb yet at Alamo. 'Tis the tale of the murder in cold blood of 412 young men. Retreating, they had formed in a hollow square with their baggage for breastworks. 900 lives out of the surrounding enemies, 9 times their number, was the price they took in advance. Their colonel was wounded and their ammunition gone. They treated for an honorable capitulation, received writing and seal, gave up their arms and marched back prisoners of war. They were the glory of the race of Rangers, matchless with horse, rifle, song, supper, courtship, large, turbulent, generous, handsome, proud, and affectionate, bearded, sunburned, dressed in the free costume of hunters, not a single one over 30 years of age. The second first day morning, they were brought out in squads and massacred. It was beautiful early summer. The work commenced about 5 o'clock and was over by 8. None obeyed the command to kneel. Some made a mad and helpless rush. Some stood stark and straight. A few fell at once, shot in the temple or heart. The living and dead lay together. The maimed and mangled dug in the dirt. The newcomers saw them there. Some half-killed attempted to crawl away. They were dispatched with bayonets or battered with the blunts of muskets. A youth not 17 years old seized his assassin till 2 more came to release him. The 3 were all torn and covered with the boy's blood. At 11 o'clock began the burning of the bodies. That is the tale of the murder of the 412 young men. Would you hear of an old-time sea fight? Would you learn who won by the light of the moon and stars? List to the yarn, as my grandmother's father, the sailor, told it to me. Our foe was no skulk in his ship, I tell you, said he. His was the surly English pluck, and there is no tougher or truer, and never was and never will be. Along the Lord Eve, he came horribly raking us. We closed with him, the yards entangled, the cannon touched, my captain lashed fast with his own hands. We had received some 18-pound shots under the water. On our lower gun deck, 2 large pieces had burst at the first fire, killing all around and blowing up overhead. Fighting at sundown, fighting at dark, 10 o'clock at night, the full moon well up, our leaks on the gain and 5 feet of water reported, the master-at-arms loosing the prisoners confined in the afterhold to give them a chance for themselves. The transit to and from the magazine is now stopped by the sentinels. They see so many strange faces, they do not know whom to trust. Our frigate takes fire. The other asks if we demand quarter. If our colors are struck and the fighting done? Now I laugh content, for I hear the voice of my little captain. We have not struck, he composedly cries. We have just begun our part of the fighting. Only 3 guns are in use. 1 is directed by the captain himself against the enemy's mainmast. 2 well served with grape and canister silence his musketry and clear his decks. The tops alone second the fire of this little battery, especially the main top. They hold out bravely during the whole of the action. Not a moment cease. The leaks gain fast on the pumps. The fire eats toward the powder magazine. 1 of the pumps has been shot away. It is generally thought we are sinking. Serene stands the little captain. He is not hurried. His voice is neither high nor low. His eyes give more light to us than our battle lanterns. Toward 12, there in the beams of the moon, they surrender to us. Stretched and still lies the midnight, 2 great hulls motionless on the breast of the darkness. Our vessel riddled and slowly sinking, preparations to pass to the one we have conquered, the captain on the quarterdeck coldly giving his orders through a countenance white as a sheet. Nearby, the corpse of the child that served in the cabin, the dead face of an old salt with long white hair and carefully curled whiskers. The flames, spite of all that can be done, flickering aloft and below, the husky voices of 2 or 3 officers yet fit for duty. Formless stacks of bodies and bodies by themselves, dabs of flesh upon the masts and spars, cut of cordage, dangle of rigging, slight shock of the soothe of waves, black and impassive guns, litter of powder parcels, strong scent, a few large stars overhead, silent and mournful shining, delicate sniffs of sea breeze, smells of sedgy grass and fields by the shore, death messages given in charge to survivors, the hiss of the surgeon's knife, the gnawing teeth of his saw, wheeze, cluck, swash of falling blood, short, wild scream, and long, dull, tapering groan. These so, these irretrievable. You laggards there on guard, look to your arms. In at the conquered doors they crowd.
I am possessed.
Embody all presences outlawed or suffering. See myself in prison, shaped like another man, and feel the dull, unintermitted pain. For me, the keepers of convicts shoulder their carbines and keep watch. It is I let out in the morning and barred at night. Not a mutineer walks handcuffed to jail, but I am handcuffed to him and walk by his side. I am less the jolly one there, and more the silent one with sweat in my twitching lips. Not a youngster is taken for larceny, but I go up to and am tried and sentenced. Not a cholera patient lies at the last gasp, but I also lie at the last gasp. My face is ash-colored, my sinews gnarl. Away from me, people retreat. Askers embody themselves in me, and I am embodied in them. I project my hat, sit shamefaced, and beg. Enough, enough, enough! Somehow I've been stunned. Stand back! Give me a little time beyond my cuffed head. Slumbers, dreams, gaping. I discover myself on the verge of a usual mistake. That I could forget the mockers and insults? That I could forget the trickling tears and the blows of the bludgeons and hammers? That I could look with a separate look on my own crucifixion and bloody crowning? I remember now. I resume the overstayed fraction. The grave of rock multiplies what has been confided to it, or to any graves. Corpses rise, gashes heal, fastenings roll from me. I troop forth, replenished with supreme power, one of an average unending procession. Inland and sea coast we go and pass all boundary lines. Our swift ordinances on our way over the whole earth. The blossoms we wear in our hats, the growth of thousands of years. Elevs, I salute you. Come forward. Continue your annotations. Continue your questionings. The friendly and flowing savage, who is he? Is he waiting for civilization or past it and mastering it? Is he some Southwesterner raised outdoors? Is he Canadian? Is he from the Mississippi country? Iowa, Oregon, California? The mountains, prairie life, bush life, or sailor from the sea? Wherever he goes, men and women accept and desire him. They desire he should like them, touch them, speak to them, stay with them. Behavior lawless as snowflakes, words simple as grass. Uncombed head, laughter, naivety, slow-stepping feet, common features, common modes and emanations. They descend in new forms from the tips of his fingers. They are wafted with the odor of his body or breath. They fly out of the glance of his eyes. Flaunt of the sunshine, I need not your basque. Lie over. You light surfaces only. I force surfaces and depths also. Earth, you seem to look for something at my hands. Say, old topknot, what do you want? Man or woman, I might tell how I like you, but cannot. And might tell what it is in me and what it is in you, but cannot. And might tell that pining I have, that pulse of my nights and days. Behold, I do not give lectures or a little charity. When I give myself. You there, impotent, loosen the knees. Open your scarf chops till I blow grit within you. Spread your palms and lift the flaps of your pockets. I am not to be denied. I compel. I have stores plenty and to spare, and anything I have I bestow. I do not ask who you are. That is not important to me. You can do nothing and be nothing but what I will enfold you. To Cottonfield Drudge, our cleaner of privies, I lean. On his right cheek I put the family kiss. And in my soul, I swear I never will deny him. On women fit for conception, I start bigger and nimbler babes. This day, I am jetting the stuff of far more arrogant republics. To anyone dying, thither I speed and twist the knob of the door. Turn the bedclothes towards the foot of the bed. Let the physician and the priest go home. I seize the descending man and raise him with resistless will. Oh, despairer, here is my neck. By God, you shall not go down. Hang your whole weight upon me. I dilate you with tremendous breath. I buoy you up. Every room of the house do I fill with an armed force. Lovers of me, bafflers of graves. Sleep. I and they keep guard all night. Not doubt. Not deceased shall dare to lay finger upon you. I have embraced you, and henceforth possess you to myself. And when you rise in the morning, You will find what I tell you is so. I am he bringing help for the sick as they pant on their backs. And for strong, upright men, I bring yet more needed help. I heard what was said of the universe. Heard it and heard it of several thousand years. It is middling well as far as it goes, but is that all? Magnifying and applying come I, outbidding at the start the old cautious hucksters, taking myself the exact dimensions of Jehovah, lithographing Kronos, Zeus his son, and Hercules his grandson, buying drafts of Osiris, Isis, Belus, Brahma, Buddha, in my portfolio placing Manitoulos, Allah on a leaf, the crucifix engraved, with Odin and the hideous-faced Mehitli and every idol and image, taking them all for what they are worth and not a cent more, admitting they were alive and did the work of their days. They bore mites as for unfledged birds who have now to rise and fly and sing for themselves. Accepting the rough deific sketches to fill out better in myself, bestowing them freely on each man and woman I see, discovering as much or more in a framer, framing a house, putting higher claims for him there with his rolled-up sleeves driving the mallet and chisel, not objecting to special revelations, considering a curl of smoke or a hair on the back of my hand just as curious as any revelation. Lads ahold of fire engines and hook and ladder ropes, no less to me than the gods of the antique wars. Minding their voices peal through the crash of destruction, their brawny limbs passing safe over charred laths, their white foreheads whole and unhurt out of the flames, by the mechanic's wife with her babe at her nipple interceding for every person born, three sides at harvest whizzing in a row from three lusty angels with shirts bagged out of their waists, the snag-toothed hostler with red hair redeeming sins past and to come, selling all he possesses, traveling on foot to fee lawyers for his brother and sit by him while he is tried for forgery. What was strewn in the amplest strewing the square rod about me, and not filling the square rod then? The bull and the bug never worshipped half enough, dung and dirt more admirable than was dreamed, the supernatural of no account, myself waiting my time to be one of the supremes. The day getting ready for me when I shall do as much good as the best and be as prodigious. By my life lumps, becoming already a creator, putting myself here and now to the ambushed womb of the shadows. A call in the midst of the crowd, my own voice, oroton, sweeping and final. Come, my children, come, my boys and girls, my women, household and intimates. Now the performer launches his nerve, he has passed his prelude on the reeds within. Easily written loose-fingered chords, I feel the thrum of your climax and close. My head slews round on my neck. Music rolls, but not from the organ. Folks are around me, but they are no household of mine. Ever the hard unsunk ground, ever the eaters and drinkers, ever the upward and downward sun, ever the air and the ceaseless tides, ever myself and my neighbors, refreshing, wicked, real. Ever the old inexplicable query, ever that thorn thumb, that breath of itches and thirsts, ever the vexer's hoot, hoot, till we find where the sly one hides and bring him forth, ever love, ever the sobbing liquid of life, ever the bandage under the chin, ever the trestles of death. Here and there with dimes on the eyes walking to feed the greed of the belly, the brains liberally spooning, tickets buying, taking, selling, but into the feast never once going. Many sweating, plowing, threshing, and then the chaff for payment receiving, a few idly owning, and they the wheat continually claiming. This is the city, and I am one of the citizens. Whatever interests the rest, interests me. Politics, wars, markets, newspapers, schools, the mayor and councils, banks, tariffs, steamships, factories, stocks, stores, real estate, and personal estate. The little plentiful mannequins skipping around in collars and tailed coats. I'm aware who they are. They are positively not worms or fleas. I acknowledge the duplicates of myself. The weakest and shallowest is deathless with me. What I do and say, the same waits for them. Every thought that flounders in me, the same flounders in them. I know perfectly well my own egotism, know my omnivorous lines and must not write any less, and would fetch you, whoever you are, flush with myself. Not words of routine, this song of mine, but abruptly to question, to leap beyond, yet nearer bring. This printed and bound book, but the printer and the printing office boy? The well-taken photographs? But your wife or friend, close and solid in your arms? The black ship mailed with iron, her mighty guns in her turrets? But the pluck of the captain and engineers? In the houses, the dishes and fare and furniture? But the host and hostess and the look out of their eyes? The sky up there, yet here or next door or across the way? The saints and sages in history? But you, yourself? Sermons, creeds, theology? By the fathomless human brain? And what is reason? And what is love? And what is life? I do not despise you priests all time, the world over. My faith is the greatest of faiths and the least of faiths, enclosing worship ancient and modern, and all between ancient and modern, believing I shall come again upon the earth after 5,000 years. Waiting responses from oracles, honoring the gods, saluting the sun, making a fetish of the first rock or stump, powwowing with sticks in the circle of obis, helping the lama or brahmin as he trims the lamps of the idols, dancing yet through the streets in a phallic procession, wrapped and austere in the woods, a gymnosophist, drinking mead from the skull cap, to Shastas and Vedas admirant, minding the Koran, walking the teocallis, spotted with gore from the stone and knife, beating the serpent's skin drum, accepting the Gospels, accepting him that was crucified, knowing assuredly that he is divine, to the mass kneeling or the Puritan's prayer rising or sitting patiently in a pew, ranting and frothing in my insane crisis, or waiting, dead-like, till my spirit arouses me, looking forth on pavement and land, or outside of pavement and land, belonging to the winders of the circuit of circuits. One. Of that centripetal and centrifugal gang, I turn and talk like a man leaving charges before a journey. Downhearted doubters, dull and excluded, frivolous, sullen, moping, angry, affected, disheartened, atheistical, I know every one of you. I know the sea of torment, doubt, despair, and unbelief. How the flukes splash, how they contort, rapid as lightning, with spasms and spouts of blood. Be at peace. Bloody flukes of doubters and sullen mopers. I take my place among you as much as among any. The past is the push of you, me, all precisely the same. And what is yet untried and afterward is for you, me, all precisely the same. I do not know what is untried and afterward, but I know it will in its turn prove sufficient and cannot fail. Each who passes is considered. Each who stops is considered. Not a single one can it fail. It cannot fail the young man who died and was buried, nor the young woman who died and was put by his side, nor the little child that peeped in at the door and then drew back and was never seen again, nor the old man who has lived without purpose and feels it with bitterness worse than gall, nor him in the poorhouse, tubercled by rum and the bad disorder, nor the numberless slaughtered and wrecked, nor the brutish caboo called the ordure of humanity, nor the sacks merely floating with open mouths for food to slip in, nor anything in the earth or down in the oldest graves of the earth, nor anything in the myriads of spheres, nor the myriads of myriads that inhabit them, nor the present, nor the least wisp that is known. It is time to explain myself. Let us stand up. What is known, I strip away. I launch all men and women forward with me into the unknown. The clock indicates the moment, but what does eternity indicate? We have thus far exhausted trillions of winters and summers. There are trillions ahead and trillions ahead of them. Births have brought us richness and variety, and other births will bring us richness and variety. I do not call one greater and one smaller. That which fills its period and place is equal to any. Were mankind murderous or jealous upon you, my brother, my sister? I am sorry for you. They are not murderous or jealous upon me. All has been gentle with me. I keep no account with lamentation. What have I to do with lamentation? I am an acme of things accomplished, and I an encloser of things to be. My feet strike an apex of the apices of the stairs. On every step, bunches of ages, and larger bunches between the steps, all below duly traveled, and still, I mount and mount. Rise after rise bow the phantoms behind me. Afar down I see the huge first nothing. I know I was even there. I waited unseen and always and slept through the lethargic mist and took my time and took no hurt from the fetid carbon. Long I was hugged close. Long and long. Immense have been the preparations for me. Faithful and friendly the arms that have helped me. Cycles ferried my cradle, rowing and rowing like cheerful boatmen. For room to me, stars kept aside in their own rings. They sent influences to look after what was to hold me. Before I was born out of my mother, generations guided me. My embryo has never been torpid. Nothing could overlay it. For it, the nebula cohered to an orb. The long, slow strata piled to rest it on. Vast vegetables gave it sustenance. Monstrous sauroids transported it in their mouths and deposited it with care. All forces have been steadily employed to complete and delight me. Now, on this spot, I stand with my robust soul. O span of youth, ever pushed elasticity, O manhood, balanced, florid, and full. My lovers suffocate me, crowding my lips, thick in the pores of my skin, jostling me through streets and public halls, coming naked to me at night, crying by day, ahoy, from the rocks of the river, swinging and chirping over my head, calling my name from flower beds, vines, tangled underbrush, lighting on every moment of my life, bussing my body with soft balsamic buses, noiselessly passing handfuls out of their hearts and giving them to be mine. Old age, superbly rising. Oh, welcome, ineffable grace of dying days. Every condition promulges not only itself, it promulges what grows after and out of itself. And the dark hush promulges as much as any. I open my scuttle at night and see the far-sprinkled systems, and all I see, multiplied as high as I can cipher, edge but the rim of the farther systems. Wider and wider they spread, expanding, always expanding, outward and outward and forever outward. My sun has his sun, and round him obediently wheels. He joins with his partners a group of superior circuit, and greater sets follow, making specks of the greatest inside them. There is no stoppage and never can be stoppage. If I, you, and the worlds, and all beneath or upon their surfaces were this moment reduced back to a pallid float, it would not avail in the long run. We should surely bring up again where we now stand, and surely go as much farther, and then farther and farther. A few quadrillions of eras, a few octillions of cubic leagues, do not hazard the span or make it impatient. They are but parts. Anything is but a part. See, ever so far, there is limitless space outside of that. Count ever so much, there is limitless time around that. My rendezvous is appointed, it is certain. The Lord will be there and wait till I come on perfect terms. The great camarado, the lover true for whom I pine, will be there. I know I have the best of time and space, and was never measured and never will be measured. I tramp a perpetual journey. Come, listen all. My signs are a rainproof coat, good shoes, and a staff cut from the woods. No friend of mine takes his ease in my chair. I have no chair, no church, no philosophy. I lead no man to a dinner table, library, exchange. But each man and each woman of you I lead upon a knoll. My left hand hooking you round the waist. My right hand pointing to landscapes of continents and the public road. Not I, not anyone else can travel that road for you. You must travel it for yourself. It is not far. It is within reach. Perhaps you have been on it since you were born and did not know. Perhaps it is everywhere on water and on land. Shoulder your duds, dear son, and I will mine, and let us hasten forth. Wonderful cities and free nations we shall fetch as we go. If you tire, give me both burdens, and rest the chuff of your hand on my hip. And in due time you shall repay the same service to me. For after we start, we never lie by again. This day before dawn, I ascended a hill and looked at the crowded heaven, and I said to my spirit, when we become the enfolders of those orbs and the pleasure and knowledge of everything in them, shall we be filled and satisfied then? And my spirit said, no, we but level that lift to pass and continue beyond. You are also asking me questions, and I hear you. I answer that I cannot answer. You must find out for yourself. Sit a while, dear son. Here are biscuits to eat, and here is milk to drink. But as soon as you sleep and renew yourself in sweet clothes, I kiss you with a goodbye kiss and open the gate for your egress hence. Long enough have you dreamed contemptible dreams. Now, I wash the gum from your eyes. You must habit yourself to the dazzle of the light and of every moment of your life. Long have you timidly waded, holding a plank by the shore. Now, I will you to be a bold swimmer, to jump off in the midst of the sea, rise again, nod to me, shout, and laughingly dash with your hair.